Taliban terrorists order to ditch assault weapons, guns, uniforms, and RPGs on carnival visits. By Simon Kent on February 2, 2022. Taliban terrorist fighters were firmly told Wednesday they can no longer carry weapons on visits to carnivals in Afghanistan, nor can they arrive in military-grade transport or wear uniforms. The group's spokesman issued the order to disarm in what appeared to be another effort by the country's new rulers to soften their image as they seek foreign funds while also guaranteeing the safety of parents with children enjoying local attractions. The Taliban's militia fighters flocked to amusement parks in Afghan cities and towns after they took over in August as they celebrated their victory in the wake of the retreat by U.S. forces and their allies. They took rides and were seen to fire their weapons, AK-47 and M4 assault rifles, in delight at victory and the chance to enjoy what they regarded as the spoils of war, carnival rides without lines and free entry for all. Mujahideen of the Islamic Emirate are not allowed to enter amusement parks with weapons, military uniforms and vehicles, the main Taliban spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, said on Twitter as he delivered the news to disarm. They are obliged to abide by all the rules and regulations of amusement parks. Of particular attraction for Taliban fighters was one of Kabul's largest amusement parks and a waterside park of the Kargar Reservoir, in the city's western outskirts, Reuters reports. Fighters clutching automatic rifles queued for carousel and swinging pirate ship rides, with regular visitors looking on nervously. On the shores of the picturesque reservoir, other Taliban members hopped into swan-shaped pedal-os to enjoy the watery escape, as Breitbart News reported. Still brandishing their weapons, they set off in pairs across the water in the pink, blue, green, yellow and blue boats, laughing as the vessels bumped together. They later posed with their assault rifles as friends took pictures on the pebbly shore, still dressed in camouflaged military uniforms and traditional Afghan clothes. Most of the fighters Reuters spoke to then had never been to Kabul until the Taliban took control of the capital on August 15. And some were eager to visit the amusement park before returning to duties around the country. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.